Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will consider the attempt the Nazis made to create a Volksgemeinschaft between 1933 and 1939. We will focus on the policies they introduced aimed at workers and also the Mittelstand. One of the reasons that the Nazis had achieved power in 1933 was in reaction to the various financial problems that had troubled Germany throughout the 1920s and early 1930s. As a result, the Nazis focused many of their policies on rebuilding the economy. The Nazis introduced policies which improved working conditions, created jobs, and also helped business owners, all of which won support for the regime. Business owners in particular benefited, and the Nazis had strong links with these. Big businesses had played a major role in funding the Nazi Party, and many of these businesses then gained from Nazi policies, including banning trade unions, which limited workplace rebellion, and also from the proceeds of rearmament. Many of these businesses had feared communism, and so they were pleased with a Nazi government that did not threaten private ownership. Companies such as Daimler-Benz and Volkswagen benefited from Nazi plans for rearmament, and the chemical company IG Farben grew as well. However, some businesses did lose out to the Nazis. For instance, the Nazis set up their own steel companies to meet military goals, and these often took priority over established companies. Businesses that complained about Nazi actions faced threats of being accused of national sabotage or even treason, which prevented many of them from complaining. The Mittelstand was another group that was helped by the Nazis. This refers to small and medium-sized companies in Germany. Many of the owners of these businesses were part of the middle class, but they had lost out during the days of hyperinflation, and this included shop owners and farmers. Germany's growing economy, which meant a big fall in unemployment, had helped these groups. Germans had more money to spend, and this led to increased businesses for many. The Nazis also banned new department stores, and they placed a tax on big retail outlets, all of which helped the owners of small shops. In addition, many members of this group gained from Jewish persecution. When the Jews were banned from owning businesses, it reduced the competition that many of these companies had previously faced. Some Nazi supporters were also given a share of the confiscated Jewish property, again bringing them benefits and winning support for the Nazis. In May 1933, the Nazis also introduced the entailed farm law, which meant that farms could not be sold or mortgaged, and it tied ownership to one family. Although this was meant to provide protection to small farmers that they knew they would not lose their land, it also had the effect of making it difficult for them to get loans, as they could not use their farm as security. Another group the Nazis targeted were the workers. As the majority of German society, the Nazis needed the support of workers to achieve and then ultimately maintain power. In addition, the Nazis wanted to build a Volksgemeinschaft, a people's community, so they had to ensure that everyone, including workers, gained from this new Germany. Trade unions were banned, so all workers instead had to join the German Labour Front. Workers benefited from the Nazis' actions in two main ways. One, the levels of unemployment fell significantly, giving more people the chance to work. And in addition, policies were introduced that benefited workers. The fall in unemployment was significant in Nazi Germany. It fell from 6 million at the start of the 1930s to only 1 million by 1937. And this happened partly because of Nazi investment in public works, the military, which included the rebuilding of the army, and also social programs which were introduced for young people. However, unemployment figures don't tell the full story. They don't count the fact that Jews and women that were out of work were often not counted. Indeed, many of these groups had been dismissed from their jobs to make way for men. From 1934, married women could not work as doctors, civil servants, and from 1936, they also could not work as judges. The Nazis also introduced new workplace organisations designed to enhance workers' quality of life. As part of the German Labour Front, the KDF, or Strength Through Joy, introduced leisure activities such as subsidised holidays, sport, and also theatre and cinema visits. Another scheme, known as Beauty of Work, aimed to improve the workplace conditions, again to enhance working and the conditions and then please the workers. The Trustees of Labour was also set up to set wage levels and other working conditions. Workers, however, in Nazi Germany paid a higher tax rate than under Weimar.